Put the brake on. Put the brake on.
Oh,
brake.
Right, Rudy. Ride that bike.
Let's go again.
No.
I want to go now.
Well, isn't that too bad? You see, all you're doing is pedaling, my dear. I'm holding the seat and running around the block. Now, we've gone around here about 800 times. Don't you think it's time for you to ride this without my hand on the back of the seat?
I might fall.
You're not going to fall. I will catch you.
No, you won't.
Look, you're my child. We're related. You're my daughter. I love you. I will catch you.
You know, Rudy, it could be a lot more fun if you learned to ride this bike by yourself.
That's right. See, now, I think what your problem may be is balance. See, we just have to learn how to balance. Now, just put your foot there. That's it. Now, suppose when you're riding, go ahead, put your whole hand. Now, I do like this way. What would you do with your... There you are. Now, suppose I go that. That's right. Keep your head up. That's it. Now, come on. Sit straight. Try to bounce. There. Look. See? Okay, come on. Here we go. Hey!
Rudy, that's good. Keep it up. Clip, don't go so fast.
Shut up!
Hello, Claire.
Anna Maria, what a pleasant surprise.
I have an appointment with Dr. Huxville. I'm a little early.
Well, he's out teaching Rudy how to ride the bike. Why don't you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
Here, let me help you.
I can do that. That's all right. See? Easy. Getting up is the problem. In my school, I have one of my students help me.
How much longer?
3.5 weeks.
Oh, that's not very long. How's your husband doing?
He won't let me do anything. He waits on me night and day.
Well, you know what that is. Guilt.
Really?
Well, they know you're going through all this discomfort. There's nothing they can do. So they say to you, honey, if I could, I'd have it for you myself.
I've heard that.
But you have. But do they mean it?
No.
He's going. He's in the end zone. Here comes the pass. Touchdown.
Ow.
The Huxtable Brownie combination wins the Super Bowl in the final second.
You know it.
Hi, Miss Westlake.
Hi. Is that the way you always treat your books?
No, Miss Westlake.
Today was the first time.
I hope one of those is your math book.
Yeah, this was right here.
I can't see yours, Walter.
Well, I thought I'd study off Theo's.
Walter and I are studying for tomorrow's big test.
Oh, study would be helpful.
Miss Westlake, are there certain things that we should study more than others?
Yes.
Oh, well, we thought we'd concentrate on parallelograms and the Pythagorean theorem.
Along with other things.
You mean like complementary and supplementary angles?
Yes, along with other things.
In other words, study everything.
Good idea.
Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, Mom. Hi, Sam. Hi, Walter.
Hi, Mom.
I said I'm sorry.
Mommy!
Yes, what's the matter?
I didn't make her fall. I tried to catch her.
You missed.
Cliff?
Don't Cliff me. The child was riding the bike. I had my hand behind her. Now, I let go, and she just went right on. I was running alongside her, nobody touching her. She's just riding around for 2 blocks. And I said, look how well you're doing. And she looked, and then she and the bike just went down.
Are you all right?
No.
I checked the woman out. She's fine.
I cut my hand.
There's no cutting.
Oh, I see that little tiny itty-bitty.
Why don't you stop it? It's nothing, man.
I'm so sorry.
Mommy, will you put a Band-Aid on it?
Will it make you feel better?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Can you pick two?
I think one will be enough.
Rudy, I hope you get better.
Thank you. When I fell, I was going real fast.
Are you ready for one of those?
I want to have a house full of children.
Yes, well, I can appreciate that philosophy because you will appreciate the house more when they're all gone. So, how are you feeling?
Very, very good. In fact, I don't think this checkup is necessary.
Well, I do, because I need the money. Now, so we just take the precautions.
Precautions?
Yes, precautions. If the baby's movement increases or intensifies or it starts to break dance, then I want you to call me immediately. And I'd like you to stay home for a few days.
What about my teaching?
Oh, do you have to?
I'm giving an important test tomorrow.
All right, well, can someone give the test for you?
I need to be there so that when my students look up from the test, they will see.
Okay, all right. Then if you promise me that you'll stay off your feet.
Promise.
And you will call me immediately if the baby starts.
Break dancing.
There you go.
What should I do if it starts singing?
Then we'll put it in show business. I have just one.
Mom!
Yes?
Come here!
What is it, Vanessa?
Just come here!
Vanessa, honey, I'm busy.
Well, that's important!
Okay, so why don't you come down here?
My life is over.
What happened?
This!
You got a pimple.
Well, is it that big?
Well, no, I could barely see it.
But you did see it.
You pointed it out.
A pimple? A pimple? My beauty has ended. My life is over. Stop.
Let me see.
No.
I want to see it.
Mom, what am I going to do?
Put a Band-Aid on it.
Vanessa, take it easy. It's only in the middle of your forehead. You can tell people you're a unicorn.
You should stop it. I remember a certain person who got a pimple, locked herself in her bedroom, and closed the curtains.
Well, at least I'm not hiding.
Has Robert seen it?
Mom, I can't let Robert see me this way. I want him to
Vanessa,
remember me the way
Vanessa,
I was.
Vanessa,
he can't
Vanessa,
see
Vanessa,
me.
Vanessa, Vanessa, Vanessa. You're growing up, honey. You're growing up. You have hormones jumping up and down. Your body's changing. Sometimes you gotta get a blemish.
Yes, in the middle of your forehead. I'm kidding. Seriously, Vanessa, come with me. There are ways of living with a pimple.
What are you gonna do to me, Denise?
Nothing, nothing. I swear it'll look good and it'll be painless.
Oh. What's happening?
Pimple.
Who?
Vanessa.
What are we gonna do about it?
Bust it.
Okay, an acute triangle.
Oh, what about it?
What's an acute triangle?
A acute triangle is a triangle that looks good.
Hi, Coach. Come on, get serious.
Okay, all right. An acute triangle is a triangle with three acute angles.
You got it.
Good, now let's quit.
We can't quit. We haven't even gotten to the hard stuff yet. Now, come on, give me the theorem for the centroid of a triangle.
Oh, man, the centroid is the point of concurrency of the medians.
Okay, now what is the median?
Forget it.
Cockroach, I guarantee Mrs. Westlake is gonna ask this.
The medians are points, and something about a vertex in the opposite side.
Look, this might help. Read it and explain it to me.
The medians of a triangle are concurrent at a point whose distance from any vertex is 2/3 the distance from that vertex to the midpoint of the opposite side.
Okay, what does it mean?
I don't know, and I really don't care.
Cockroach, come on, you were getting it, man.
Yeah.
Women can't go, we're not through studying yet.
You see this coat? I'm through.
Man, you were getting it.
I don't want to get it.
What's the matter?
Dr. Huxtable, I don't care about the size.
Whoa, wait a minute, what do you mean you don't care? You don't care about my furniture? Rubbing it is not going to help anything.
Sorry, doctor.
It's all right. Now what is it you don't care about?
I don't care about the circumference of a circle, and I couldn't care less about complementary and supplementary angles.
Dad, he was getting it. He's just frustrated.
I'm frustrated because this stuff I'm studying is worthless. I mean, when am I ever going to use this stuff in the real world?
Walter, you are going to need math in the real world.
No, I won't.
Why?
Because I'm going to inherit my dad's scrap iron business.
Well, Walter, you're going to need math because you're going to have to count the money.
We have an accountant who does that.
Well, you're going to have someone weigh the metal.
Well, we have a foreman who does that.
Then, Walter, you're going to be broke.
What do you mean?
Well, if the foreman can count, and the accountant can count, and you can't, you're going to be broke.
Good one, Dad.
Thank you.
All right, I'll study. But I don't think it's fair. I mean, Miss Westlake assigns more homework than any of the other teachers, and she thinks that math is the only subject in the whole world. And when we take a test, she just stands there grinning like she's having the time of her life. The more we sweat, the more she loves it.
Hawkslow residence. Miss Westlake? Yeah, hold on.
Hi, Mrs. Westlake. Break dancing? Okay. Well, is your husband there? Would you have him drive you to the emergency room? I'll meet you there. Thank you.
What's going on?
Miss Westlake's having some complications, so I'm on my way to the hospital.
Well, is it serious?
I don't know yet, son. Would you tell Mom where I went?
Okay, bye, Dad.
Bye, Dr. Oxwell.
See you later, Scrap Iron.
Whoa.
Hmm, what do you think it is?
I don't know. Maybe she's having a baby early.
Really? Hey, maybe we won't have that test tomorrow.
Cockroach!
Hey, I'm worried about her, too. It's just that I don't think we should study if we're not gonna have that test.
Cockroach, you're talking about Mrs. Westlake. She could have the baby tonight and still show up tomorrow to give the test.
Are you warm enough? Would you like another blanket?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about your pillow? Would you like an extra pillow?
Jack.
Yes.
Knock it off.
Anna, if you could be just a little more nervous, it might help me to calm down.
Jack, it's a simple operation. I'm just going to have the baby earlier than I thought. That's it.
All right. Hello. How are we doing?
I'm fine. I don't know about him.
No, I'm going to make it.
You're going to make it?
Yeah.
All right. We're getting ready to go down to the OR. Now, do you remember what I said? There's going to be a curtain here. You work from this side up, right? I work from this side down. Now, if you peek over here...
I'll pass out.
There you go. Now, nurse, will you take Mr. Westlake down and then get him to the OR?
Yes, doctor. Mr. Right. Westlake?
I'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay.
He's cute. Now, how are you really feeling?
I'm not worried you're here.
Good, because I have something important to talk to you about.
What?
I understand that you're giving the math test tomorrow.
I don't think the math test will be tomorrow.
Okay, good. But when you give the math test, I would like my son to get an A. See, he's trying to get into Harvard, see? And if he got an A from you, see, I don't want to put pressure on you.
I'm hip to what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
But I cannot do that. Theodore must earn his A like everyone else by giving me cash.
No, you're talking.
Hi.
Why don't you put sugar in your drink sometime?
Nice night.
Yeah, so I left the car at the hospital, decided to walk home.
Mm-hmm. And usually when you walk home, that means that you are very happy because things have gone very well.
You know, I'm good.
Cliff, I know you're good. Now,
yes.
What did Anna have?
I am good. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm back away from good. I am amazing.
Uh-huh.
I'm amazing. And I am so amazing that Jack and Anna had a lovely baby girl.
Oh.
Yes, named Gabrielle Antonia Westlake.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. And Dr. Schaefer was looking at me and he said, "You're amazing."
Cliff.
As a matter of fact, every time, it happens every time, to feel the baby in my hands and then realize that as amazing as I am, I'm just a helper.
Dad, you're back.
Yes.
What happened, Dr. Oxford?
Well, she had a baby girl.
All right, great. How are they doing?
Just fine.
All right.
Did she say anything about a test tomorrow?
I don't think she can give a test tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, she has to stay home and take care of the baby.
That means she'll be gone for the rest of the year?
That means we'll have a substitute?
Well, I don't have anything to do with that, but I would imagine so.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Oxford.
Hey!
Hey, how'd it go?
Fantastic. No one even knew I had a pimple.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Everyone loved this headband, and Robert said it was hot. I decided to wear a different headband every day.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Hey, I see something under your nose.
No! Hey, it's okay. You can always wear a veil.
I think she has a pimple.
Was she trying to outrun it?
I don't know.
Was that our daughter just went by?
Yes, it was.
Well, how did she learn to ride like that?
Well, I told her what to do, and she did it.
Told her what to do?
That's right.
Now, how can you do it and I can't?
I'm good.
You are good?
No, I'm amazing.
Why don't you stop it?
Daddy! Daddy, want to see me ride?
How is it that your mother can stand here and just tell you what to do and you go whizzing by and I have to run with my hand on the seat for 8,000 miles?
Mom's good.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to ride to the park.
By yourself?
Yes.
No, you're not. You are not going to the park by yourself. You can't go there unless you're accompanied by an adult.
Will you accompany me?
Yes, I will accompany you.
You want me to go with you?
No, that's all right.
Well, thank you.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah. How was it today?
Unbelievable.
Really?
Dad, I saw something today that I am not going to forget for the rest of my life.
What's that?
Since Miss Westlake wasn't there, right?
Yeah.
We had a substitute. He was a pretty nice man, Mr. Baker, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When class started, Mr. Baker said Miss Westlake would be out for the rest of the year and the test was postponed until tomorrow.
Okay.
That was a big mistake.
Uh-oh.
Kids start laughing and talking. This one guy put out a radio and started playing it. Dad, this poor man was trying to review material for a test tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there was a party going on. Then it happened.
What?
Cockroach, Dad. Cockroach of all people gets up and says, "You guys make me sick. We are Miss Westlake's class, and look how we're behaving."
Cockroach?
Walter. He said, "Now, this woman has worked hard all year to try to teach us something, and we are not gonna let her down. To show her how much we care, I want each and every one of you to go home tonight and study. Study like you've never studied before. We are going to get the best grades we've ever gotten, so she will be proud that she was our teacher." And Dad, he said, "If I find out that any one of you did not give your 100%, you're going to have to answer to me." Then he turned to Mr. Baker and said, "Mr. Baker, you got it."
Walter?
Walter, Dad.
Scrap iron?
You got it.
Well, what got into him?
I don't know. I guess he likes being part of the class, even though he doesn't do any other work. Dad, I'm going in right now and start studying.
For Mrs. Westlake?
No. After what I saw today, I don't want to have to answer the cockroach.
Well, how are we feeling?
Excellent.
Good.
Did you see my baby today?
Oh, well, you see, after I take them out, then they go to a different department.
Dr. Huxtable.
Yes.
You have seen a lot of babies. Uh-huh. But tell me the truth. Isn't Gabriella the most beautiful baby you ever seen in your life?
Yes, but please don't tell Mrs. Huxtable I said that.
Okay? When can I take her home?
Tomorrow. Be fine. Okay? But in the meantime, could you stand to see a guest or two?
Yes.
Okay. Who? Come in.
Hi, Miss Wesley.
What a wonderful surprise.
Miss Westlake, we just want to come and say thank you and, you know, goodbye, we'll miss you and all that stuff.
Thank you.
And here, this is for you. It's a parallelogram.
Oh, dear. Thank you.
You see, we all signed it.
Yeah, I can't see it. You know what? I'll put this in the baby's room so she can see what a wonderful class I had. And so she can learn what a parallelogram is. Thank you.
Okay, that's it. You guys are a fire hazard.
Walter, I want to talk to you.
It's a hospital.
Go around. Nice knowing you.
Shh. Come here.
Yes, Miss Westlake.
Walter, Mr. Baker told me what you said in the class. I want to say thank you.
You're welcome, Miss Westlake.
Walter.
Yes.
Why?
You see, I don't know. It just wasn't your class. I mean, they had the radio go. It just wasn't your class. Just.
Hey. Goodbye, cockroach.
Goodbye, Miss Westlake.
The Cosby Show is taped in front of a live studio audience.